the 10th of January, and I'm calling you from our high camp, which is at 19,100 feet. A lot of us walked up here today very slowly for the conditioning, and also to carry up a bit of equipment, which we'll leave, and of course we'll return here tomorrow in order to spend the night and stage our climb of Ojos on the 12th of January. We're climbing higher and higher, definitely feeling the effects of altitude, and crossing of the desert, which we just did yesterday by four-wheel drive, is still fresh in our memory as we are now high on the slopes of Ojos. We unloaded last night, as we told you, at Atacama Camp, and set up what would be a permanent base for camp for us, really. Aaron, who heard Opus and walking slowly up now the road below me to come to high camp, Aaron will stay back there and support, just as she did last summer on Bolivia's climbs when Opus went on to some summits while Aaron waited behind. Also, Guilherme will be waiting down at Atacama Camp. He's climbing up here today to see what high camp's like. But both Aaron and Guilherme will be living at high camp while we climb higher. Jenna still uses her MP3 player, her iPod, everywhere she goes. You know, she's got great photographs of her sons, Duncan and Adam, that she keeps on that thing. And I think besides the music, she just enjoys looking at photographs of Duncan and Adam in the high desert and beyond. As we climb even higher on the mountain, the iPod is always around her neck. You know, this morning at about 7:30, we heard by radio that a party of three Germans were already at 6,500 meters and continuing to climb on to the summit of Ojos. So that's really good.